the black stuff, I'm being told, is being decarbonised. Adam Maguire from our business desk is here with more.
Yeah, 100 million euro being spent by Diageo on the decarbonisation of St James's Gate in Dublin. Essentially, what they're planning to do is they're going to cut Scope 1 and Scope 2 greenhouse gas emissions at St James's Gate by 90%. So just to explain that, Scope 1 are the emissions made by the company themselves. So if there's any, you know, fumes coming out of there, Scope 2 are
from
indirect.
The big chimney.
For the big chimney, yeah exactly.
Away,
if you're burning
yeah.
anything or whatever it might be. Scope 2 are indirect emissions. So that would be the energy you use where the emissions are being created somewhere else. But you're responsible for them. So they're going to cut both of those by 90%. They also want to reduce the amount of water that they use to brew Guinness by 30%.
Does that mean you could walk on Guinness?
We'd be getting a slightly denser, smaller pint. I presume it won't affect the actual pint itself, but it'll just mean in the production as well. So to do that, they're going to install some electric heat pumps, which will cut energy uses. They also want to make biogas through a new water recovery facility, which will also help reduce the amount of water it uses in the production of its beers. And this is all part of a broader plan by Diageo called the Spirit of Progress, which is actually a nod to the fact that Diageo is more a spirits company than it is a beer company. But they're designing to make their entire business net carbon zero by 2030 and also entirely renewably energy powered as well. So this is a step in the direction of that.
So the black stuff is going green, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That
hopefully. And not just for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Adam Maguire there.